Well, it's a great question because I think a lot of people are not aware that there are three types of culture that managers and leaders need to be aware of. Number one, the culture of control, where people feel controlled because of bureaucracy or red tape or authoritarian leaders. The second culture is a culture of indifference, which is rapidly growing today, and that's a culture where they're surrounded by people who think of them more as means to an end than as human beings and treat them as such. And then finally, there's the culture of connection, because people are valued as human beings, and they feel connected to their supervisor, to their colleagues, and that's the culture that helps us thrive. And I like what Matthew Lieberman, the neuroscientist at UCLA, says, which is connection is nothing short of a superpower because it makes us smarter, happier, and more productive. So that's a benefit that accrues to individuals. And to organizations, there are five distinct benefits. Number one, that individuals who feel connected have a cognitive advantage. They are better decision makers. They also are more creative. The second benefit is that people who feel connected give greater effort, which is a benefit we describe as employee engagement in the organizational world. And then the third benefit is, in addition to giving greater effort, people align their behavior with the leader and the organization's goals, which we call strategic alignment. The fourth benefit is that when people feel connected, they communicate more. So, for example, when a leader needs to know something about a decision that he or she is going to make, but maybe doesn't want to hear some bad news, but needs to make the best decision, then many people, if they don't feel connected, they'll hold back. They won't take the risk of communicating that because sometimes the messengers are shot. And so however, if they feel connected, they care about the performance of the team, and they will take the risk to communicate something that the leader needs to hear to make the best decision. So as a result, it improves the quality of decisions. That's the fourth benefit. The fifth benefit is that people who feel connected, they engage in creative conversations that fuel innovation, which makes the organization perform better. Now, if you think about each of those, they're all distinct benefits, but collectively they add up to a powerful source of competitive advantage and performance advantage for any organization.